These round coins in my hand, there's so much that I do that they ask me. What goes around will come around, there's wheels turning night and day right past me. I had a dream long ago, I was hiding, but a clock always found me. And now everywhere I look, I see circles around me. Round and round in circles we spin. Over and over, we end up right where we begin. Those things that never change, those things that are never the same. Though it looks like a straight road, I'm traveling in circles again. Round and round in circles we spin. Over and over, we end up right where we begin. Those things that never change, those things that are never the same. Though it looks like a straight road, I'm traveling in circles again. Though it looks like a straight road, I'm traveling in circles again.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Harvey Reed. Thanks again to Jaquae Edward Carter for being here with us again. We're going to celebrate birthdays, and then we're going to play Guess Who in just a moment. Thank you for being with us on this chilly, snowy, cold day. Maria has her birthday today. In Harmony, happy birthday to you, Maria, from your family. Sarah of Freedom, all of the Bubs, wish you a happy birthday today. Vincenza, or Vincenzia, that is. Happy birthday to you from Michelina. And Diana of Monroeville from Kevin and Beth. On tomorrow, Keith. Happy birthday, Keith. And Maggie of North Huntington. John from Teresa, Mikey of Highland Park, Madison of Allison Park, and Tom of Mount Pleasant. Coming up on Monday, we have Lucas of Valencia from Nate, Karen, Alyssa, and Laura. Lily of Swiss Elm Park from your whole family. Also on the 7th, we have Tashawn of Brighton Heights, Kippy of Roslyn Farms, Sadie from your family, Benjamin from June and Bill, Cynthia from your friends and family, including Joan and Lisa. On February 8th, the biggest of my nephews, Jay of Youngstown, celebrates a birthday. Happy birthday to you, Jay. And Ricky says happy birthday to you, too. Monica from Dad John, Louise of Regent Square, from Dad Joe, Tim from Gretchen, Katie and Brian, Julia from Dad Mom, Peter, Andrew, and Maria. Ed and Deb have an anniversary on February 8th. Sam of Crafton, your family wishes you a happy birthday. Brendan of Allison Park also celebrates on February 8th. And there are more. More and more and more birthdays to celebrate. And on February 9th, we have Nick of West Mifflin from Brother Tom and all your cousins on Shea Mountain. Anne from Dan, Jim, and Beth, Liam of Verona, from Mom and Dad, Diana of Avalon, from Gary and Stephen, and Madeline of Mercer, from Jackson and family. On the 10th, we have Fred of Crescent, who also got the Soundhound today, Sherry of Elwood City, David of San Francisco, Bob from Joanne, and Scott from Ellen, Laura, and Andy. And finally, Friday, Sarah from Kelsey of Jeanette, Francie of Cannonsburg, John from Annie, Quay from your family, Catherine of O'Hara, Tom of Glassport, Garrett of McMurray, Emily from Mom and Dad, and Gussie and Memmi of Georgia, from Chris, Steve, and Lauren. Send your birthdays to us at slbradio.org/birthdays. We'll announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence. If you include the birthday person's address, we'll make sure they receive a card before their birthday, hand-delivered by a uniformed governmental employee sloshing through sleet and snow and all sorts of weather. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
You call me greasy and full of muck. You play me hard for the easy buck. I bet you see us all like chickens to pluck, but time's running out on you. Yeah, you think me a sucker for the cut of my clothes. You think you're safe, 'cause the poor don't vote. I reckon some will, I reckon some won't, but who's running your water and growing your food, cleaning your clutter and up on your roof, patching your tires and cooking your hops? And there's even a few of us who are firemen and cops. So you better be kind to this rabble, 'cause if you've got my vote or not might be the least of your troubles. Well, my veteran friends, they pitch their tents outside the window of the president. Said, boys, we appreciate your fight for your government, but sons, your bonus ain't nothing but a Cinderella stamp. Yeah, you got a lot of nerve trying to rock my boat. You think you're safe, 'cause the poor don't vote. Well, maybe that's so, but did you consider who's working the farms and churning your butter, hauling the coal you're burning in winter, pumping your gas and killing your hogs, catching all your homeless cats and dogs, keeping your cocaine cheap and your tobacco tall, planting in the spring, harvesting in the fall? Yeah, you better be kind to me, brother, 'cause if you've got my vote or not might be the least of your troubles. To follow the plow, that cyclone coming, don't but know how. On the California border, they're waiting for us with chains and pistols and pipes and clubs. While you're keeping score, know there's a million more who are running your water and growing your food, cleaning your clutter and up on your roof, hauling your trash, sewing your clothes, watching your kids and paving your roads. Yeah, you better be kind to this rabble, 'cause if you've got my vote or not might be the least of your troubles.
Paul Birch and Poor Don't Vote. We are going to play Guess Who in just a moment. And get ready, we're going to give you a pair of initials and invite you to guess who they belong to. Coming up shortly.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Well, it's time to play Guess Who. That was Tommy Emmanuel, who you heard laughing just a moment ago. Thank you for being along with us today here. I know it's possibly a different kind of morning. Pudge and Lamartine just sent us a picture of a snowbow. It's beautiful. It's a rainbow coming out of a snowy hillside. And I did want to mention Fred and Crescent came up with our sound hound earlier, and I didn't get a chance to acknowledge him. Thank you, Fred. Here come this morning's Guess Who initials. Are you ready? It's time to play Guess Who. We're going to give you initials and invite you to guess who they belong to this week. Our Guess Who initials are J. C. J. C. That's J as in Jennerstown. And C as in Coriopolis. J. C. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living, somebody no longer living. Maybe it's somebody from sport, entertainment, film, Broadway, history, literature. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name you will have heard before. And you can guess as many times as you would like. We'll keep you posted with respect to how other people are guessing to help you narrow it down. The initials, J. C. J. C. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who. Well, the guesses are already coming in. Not Jackie Chan. Great guess. Coming in from Drew. Nor is it Johnny Carson. Coming in from Mike, who also points out that JC are allegedly the most popular initials in literature. Annie had a guess of Jesus. It's not Jesus or James Corden. Mike also has Johnny Cash, Jeff Conaway. Zach has Jim Crow, John Connor, Jim Carrey, and Jenny Craig. Alain in Maine also has Jim Carrey and Johnny Carson. 412-200-5975 as we play Guess Who. Jeff is in State College. Hey, Jeff, nice to have you with us. He has Joe Cocker, Jeremy Clarkson, and Johnny Cash. And Jim Croce, he just added, all good guesses. 412-200-5975 as we play Guess Who. And there are a lot coming in. Jeremy Cantrell, Judy Collins, Joan Collins, Jill Clayburgh, John Coltrane, Johnny Chapman, better known as Johnny Appleseed, June Carter, Jimmy Carter, James Conner, and James Conner. All of those most recent guesses are from Tom in McCandless. We don't have a correct answer yet, not even among all of those. 412-200-5975. I think I have now acknowledged all of the guesses that have come in so far. Let me check Facebook and all of the strange ways that Facebook now brings messages to us. I do not see any guesses there as of yet. Oh, here's Don. Good morning, Don. He has Jimmy Conner. Jimmy Carter. And James Cagney, all great guesses. None of those is who we are looking for this morning, but well done. That's Don in Bethel Park, and hello to your family, Don. Jim in Pleasant Gap has Joan Crawford. And Christopher in Monroeville, you are the first person to get it correct. Well done, Christopher. You've shown it's possible. Alain also has Joan Crawford, and Bruce has Jimmy Carter, Jack Cassidy, Jennifer Capriati, Jenny Craig, Jesse Coulter, John Candy, John Cleese, and Jackie Coogan. None of those is it. Zach adds Jimmy Cagney, Nick in West Mifflin has Jiminy Cricket, which spell check, and Nick, I'm making fun of spell check, not of you, change Jiminy to Hominy. And I'm thinking, Hominy Cricket, that's an interesting meal in and of itself, perhaps. And it's not that, not Jiminy Cricket. That's a great guess. Also guessed by Mick in St. Clair. Mick, good to hear from you. Drew just got the correct answer. He's the second one to come up with it. 412-200-5975. I'll share a few more answers. John and Carrick has Joseph Conrad. Angie and Mars has Joan Collins. Another Jimmy Cricket from Nick in West Mifflin. I think he was correcting the hominy. Julius Caesar, Joseph Campbell, Jimmy Carter, and Joseph Cotton from Jim in Crafton Heights. Ben, a good guess of John Cage. Ben is in Squirrel Hill, not John Cage. Let's take a listen to Keb Moe while you guess. Another Jackie Chan, not him. Not June Cash or John Coltrane.
Well, it looks to me like the end is coming. Feet's hurt and my nose is running. Friends and neighbors
bullets are dropping like flies. Better cover your face and sanitize. Everybody's doing the best that they can. And we're all just waiting on the medicine man. The medicine man. Well, you better lock your doors, turn on the news. Singing the blues. President lost, but he don't wanna go. Mother, she needs a little help, you know. Everybody's doing the best that they can. We're all just waiting on the medicine.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Keb Mo along with Old Crow Medicine Show. And we've been featuring that Keb Mo album throughout the morning. Next week, we are going to feature an album from our very own Alexis Thompson, who performs his Old Whitetail. And we'll be featuring her album before its official release. We're looking forward to that. It's a great album. Keb Mo, his album is called Good to Be, and it's should be available now. If not, it's coming out within the next week or two. JC, the Guess Who initials we're playing with, Chris in Monroeville. Christopher has gotten it 2 weeks in a row. Matt out in southeastern Pennsylvania had a guess of Jim Croce, not Jim Croce. And let me see if I can get us up to speed here. Charlie had a guess of Jim Croce. Bill in Homer City had Jim Carrey as a guess. John in Carrick with James Caan. Not John Capoletti from Charlie. Chaplain Steve says, is it Judy Clark? No. Jim Clyburn from John and Carrick. Jose, I think it's Guervo, but we'll take that. That's a good guess from Polly and Randy. And Jesse Coulter. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights. You got the correct answer. Angie and Mars has a guess of John Cleese. John and Carrick You just guessed correctly. Chaplain Steve, another guest of Jesus Christ. It's a great guess. You don't think we would make... that would be a tough Guess Who, although we could. You never know. Drew is making the family waffles today. I'm glad to hear that, Drew. And as Drew notes, that was an appropriate answer for the task he currently has at hand. Let's see, Angie has Jim Carrey. We have Jackie Chan. I think I've mentioned all of these now. John Cash, John Coltrane. Yes, back up to date with answers coming in. I know Ricky just got off the phone. And, oh, I've acknowledged all of hers. Stu guesses Julius Caesar. Jacques Cousteau. There's a great one. That's from Angie. It's not the correct answer, but that's one we haven't had yet. James and Sarah. I'm starting to... I think the cold weather is getting to me. James and Sarah from Shippenville. You got to be careful announcing James and Sarah from Shippenville. They made a song request that we'll get on for you. They'd like to hear Little Potato. We'll get that on. James Caan, Judy Carn, all guest. Nick says John Carpenter, not John Carpenter. So let's see. Martha and Bill. John. Christopher. And Drew all have the correct answers so far. Podge just had a guess of June Carter. It's not June Carter, but June Carter is a great guess. 412-205-9975.
I've been to Black Mountain, and that's a pretty good description of it. Those turtle dogs are strange creatures indeed. So are those demanding kids, by the way.
We're all a bit strange, I guess.
You're right about that. You know, folks, there are lots of strong opinions floating around concerning what the first rock and roll record ever made was. And an old number done by Jim Jackson has always had its fair share of supporters. I'm talking, of course, about Kansas City Blues, which Charlie Patton later developed into Going to Move to Alabama, and on which Hank Williams based Move It On Over, which Randy covered on his album Loquat Rooftop.
Ah, thanks for the plug, Lightning.
Just stating the facts, Randy. So, you gonna sing Kansas City Blues, mm-hmm. And then, Hambone Willie Newburn's Way Down in Arkansas. You ever been to Arkansas, Randy?
This is supposed to be a waffle song.
Why haven't you been up there?
But it's not.
An invitation.
Now, just consider this. Hambone Randy Kaplan.
That won't fly.
Randy Kaplan has a waffle song, but that is not the waffle song that I expected it to be.
Randy Papa Waffle Kaplan. It's settled.
No, it's not. I don't want to be named after a breakfast.
Okay, then. They got great barbecue in Kansas City.
You know
Barbecue Bobby?
He did bring it around there, but we'll look for that one. See, this is live. I do that every now and then to remind you of that. June Cleaver is not the correct answer, but a great addition to our list of JCs from Bill in Homer City. Matt adds Jacques Cousteau as well. John Calvin from Chaplain Steve. That's a great addition. He also adds Johnny Carson, Jerry Cantrell from Tom and McCandless. And Randy and Polly are looking forward to hearing Little Potato as well. Well, it's time to reveal the answer, is it? Or do you still want to guess a little bit? Mick also has John Chapman. Who were we looking for, do you know? We're looking for Julia Child. Julia Child. The great chef who often taught people to cook through the medium of television. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights knew Julia Child. So did John and Carrick, the waffle-making Drew. And Christopher in Monroeville was the very first person to get it this morning. Julia Child today's, or Julia Child is today's Guess Who? Congratulations if you came up with her.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Well, we've got a few requests coming up, including one I'm really glad Martha and Bill just requested this song. I forgot all about it. And it's an especially appropriate week to play it. That will be coming up in just a moment. Another guess of John Cleese coming in from Charlie. But Julia Child is who we were looking for. Congratulations to you if you came up with her. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. Chad Green is here too. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services from SLB Radio Productions.
I was born in Pittsburgh in 1956. I grew up in the little northern tier town of Bradford, Pennsylvania. I like to consider myself a goodwill ambassador for this great Keystone State. Here's a song I had the great pleasure to perform live on Gobbler's Knob on Groundhog Day earlier this year up in Punxsutawney. We'd like to send it up to all the nice folks in Punxsutawney right now. And I performed it with these Beagle Brothers. Remember that fella?
Oh, yeah.
It was, things were getting a little groggy at that point. It was at 6 a.m. in the morning. So here's an original Slim Forsyth composition entitled The Ballad of Punxsutawney Phil. Let's bring this in. One, two, three. Who ventures forth to light our path in winter's darkest hour? Who fills the weary heart with hope that spring again shall flower? And who is the heat's glad harbinger that February's chill? And the soul is hail in every clime. No terror of night, no peril of storm shall keep old Bill waylaid. He springs up on the second morn to seek his famous shade. All right, fellas.
Slim Forsythe and the Groundhog did see a shadow this past week. On a Wednesday, making him somebody who is predicting 6 more weeks of winter. Coming up, we have a scrambled word puzzle, plus a few more requests. Slim was played especially for Bill and Martha in Stanton Heights.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Well, now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We have a scrambled word puzzle for you. 10 letters in this week's scrambled word puzzle. 10 all together. And are you ready for the word, the letters? They are R-E-D-B. I-R-D, which spells red bird, followed by WAG, W-A-G. Now, that is not at all a clue. It's just a way to help me transmit the letters to you and to help you remember the letters R-E-D. B-I-R-D, Redbird, W-A-G, WAG. So it's up to you to take those 10 letters and rearrange them into one dictionary word. And I know you can do it. 412-200-5975. Once you solve it, you can let us know by telephone or by text, and I'll give you a hint if need be, but right now it's just those 10 letters, R-E-D-B-I-R-D-W-A-G. They form one dictionary word. It's not a complicated word. It's one you've heard before. Good luck. Now, by multiple request, Here is Little Potato.
You're my little potato. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. They dug you up. You come from underground. The world is big. So big. It's very big. To you, it's new. It's new to you. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. They dug you up. You come from underground. Let's talk about root crops.
They dug you up.
And lamb chops.
They chewed you.
And things to eat like apples and cheese and bananas and cream, jellies and butter. It's late at night. I hope this little bottle helps you go to sleep. They must have grown you wild. Make a grown man a child. I'll go and play in the mud to be with you, my spud potato. When you came out looking red as a beet, you had wrinkles on the bottoms of your feet. Oh, oh, now you are so sweet potato. You're my sweet potato. You're my sweet potato. Dug you up. You come from underground. You smile, hey, smile, a little smile. The world is small, so small, it's very small. You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato. They dug you up, you come from under.
Waffle House. It's Sunday morning and busy as it can be. I take the last available seat at the counter, where the new guy's stationed right in front of me. All four of his machines are overflowing with batter. It's oozing down the cabinet to the floor. It's 2 inches deep, he can hardly keep his footing. Three waitresses are waiting for waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. Shouldn't us diners take a closer look at him? 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings. Really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears in this trial by fire. The boy who mans
waffle iron. Well, the buzzer sounds, a waffle's ready, so he lifts the lid. He can't ease the waffle out, so he grabs a fork. He stabs at the waffle, it breaks into little pieces. He digs them out and flicks them on the floor. A young waitress can't resist, she tries to help him. But the man in charge of eggs throws her a look. She backs away, I guess the egg man is the owner, or the father of this awkward would-be cook of waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. We're all thinking that this job's too much for him. 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves. A chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back for tears. Ain't it time to fire the boy who mans the waffle iron? Suddenly, he puts a waffle on an egg-filled plate. His ragged smile would take your breath away. He spins around to show the waffle to that waitress, but like a frisbee, it sails right off the plate and flies into the face of the Eggman, who catches it and looks down at the kid. He holds up the waffle for all of us to see. Then he smiles and says, do you see what my boy did? Waffles, my boy can make 'em, we can serve 'em. And I always knew he had the gift in him. 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves. A chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears, but there'll be no firing. And we're all admiring, and he's all inspiring, the boy who mans the waffle iron.
Tracy Newman and the Reinforcements with a song called Waffle Boy, which tells the story of the cook and his son. Hello to Susan and Chaylor. Susan, nice to hear from you. If you had more of a message than that hello, that's all we got. Zach came up with the correct answer to our scrambled word puzzle. Good job, Zach. And a correct answer also from Mike in Mars, Christopher in Monroeville, and Ty in Squirrel Hill. And hello to Susie in Alexandria. formerly of Highland Park. I'm glad you enjoyed hearing Little Potato. And we'll try to get a song for you on per your request. Did you come up with our scrambled word puzzle answer? How did you do? We gave you Red Bird Wag as the clue. Red Bird Wag. Do you need a hint if you didn't get it yet? The first word is the letter D. D as in David. And the last letter is E, as in Edward. Michael, I am so glad that you enjoyed the waffle song. Oh, Cora and Ralph, you look beautiful. I see you eating. I think I see some eggs there, too, as well as some waffles. It's what a beautiful picture. And Cora, we're still celebrating your birthday, even though it's a little bit past, but happy 4th, and Ralph, it's so good to have you with us, too, along with your parents. Did you come up with a word? Susan and Shaler just got it. Drawbridge. Drawbridge, the word we were looking for. And we had a request for Dar Williams, and I was thinking about how cold it is, and I was also thinking of Jim and Blackridge. Good morning. Just got Drawbridge as a correct answer, too. So I thought hearing a song involving water and cold and Dar Williams would be nice. This is from a compilation album called Cry, Cry, Cry. It features Dar and Richard and also Lucy Kaplansky. This song is called Cold Missouri Waters.
My name is Dodge, but then you know that written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, that I can't read it, but I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest before I check out of the game. Since you mentioned it, well, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri waters. August 49, North Montana. The hottest day on record, and the forest tinder dry. Lightning strikes in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly. Pick the drop zone. C-47 comes in low. Feel the tap upon your leg that tells you go. See the circle of the fire down the low. 15 of us dropped above the cold Missouri water. Gauge the fire, I'd seen bigger. So I ordered them to side hill. We'd fight it from below. We'd have our backs to the river. We she'd have it licked by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crowned, jumped the valley just ahead. There was no way down, headed for the ridge instead. Too big to fight it, we'd have to fight that slope instead. Flames one step behind above the cold Missouri waters. The sky turned red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. I don't know why, I just thought it. I struck a match to waist high grass, running out of time. Tried to tell them, step into this fire. I've said we can make it, this is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, ran for the rocks above instead. I lay face down and prayed above the cold Missouri water. There were none but two survived. I stayed that night. One day after, carried bodies to the river, wondering how I stayed alive. 13 stations of the cross to mark their fall. I've had my say, I'll confess to nothing more. I'll join them now, those that left me long before. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri waters. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri shore.
Richard Schindeldar Williams and Lucy Kaplansky with Cold Missouri Waters here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Coming up, more acoustic music and family fun. We have a Black History Month feature that we think you'll enjoy coming up at 10 o'clock. And then in our Youth Express segments today, we have a singer-songwriter, guitar player, as well as a group of middle school students. Here's Lou London.
What would we do without old movies? Happy hours spent, just you and me making love and watching TV. And what would we do without Fairbanks, Gable, Taylor, Cooper, and Wayne? Friends who shared so much with us as we made our future plans or had a fight and just couldn't sleep. So much philosophy from movies. I've learned from watching Doris Day that in the end, everything turns out okay. And I try not to laugh too hard at them, 'cause we'll be an old movie too someday. And I try not to laugh too hard at them, 'cause we'll be an old movie too someday.
Lou London, the song Old Movies from the album Swing Time in Springtime. And, you know, that album reminds me to remind you of our, excuse me a minute. I think the winter is starting to get to me. Bear with me for a minute. I actually just now started three incorrect songs. Don't mind me. It's the construction. It's the winter. It's everything. What I was going to say is hearing Lee London and that album, Swing Time and Springtime, reminded me to say something about Jerry Weber. In fact, we have a feature that mentions Jerry Weber, and I'm going to see if we can find time to play it at 10:30, so in about a half an hour. Jerry was the owner of Garbage Records, which eventually became Jerry's Records. Record Graveyard was another incarnation, but Jerry Weber was just the nicest guy. I've known Jerry since the late 70s, and he passed away 1 week ago today. We did not know when we were on the air last week, but his death was announced later that evening. And the reason is Jerry's is where you went when you were on a quest, when you wanted to find a record. And, you know, pre-Amazon, pre-internet, you would just search and search and search his stacks of records, and also his own memory to help you try to find it. A wonderful person. We'll really miss him, and our sympathy to his family and just so many friends. Has left behind. It's amazing how many people loved the late Jerry Weber. And we will, I'll make sure we find room for a feature about vinyl that one of our students did that included a nice interview with him. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio. Now we have a feature for Black History Month from our archives. You may know the Hill District and its storied history and the continued development forward for this Pittsburgh community. Terry Baltimore is a resident of the Hill and has made it her personal mission to make sure that the Hill District's legacy and history is not forgotten. In November 2017, we had some SLB trained youth sit down with Terry to gather her thoughts about the Hill District, and we're pleased to present the results.
My name is Terry Baltimore. My childhood was fun and complicated. So when I was little, I wasn't in the care of my parents. I grew up with my great-grandmother until I was about 5 years old. And I had a great-grandmother until I was 20. And I thought everybody had a great-grandmother. And when I was able to, I was back with my parents. And I was there with my mom and dad and a younger sister. We lived on a small street called Renfrew Street. When I think of growing up, I think of all the fun we had on that street. I feel like I was blessed in the space that I grew up in. I think back at all the stuff that we used to do, and kids right now would probably think, that wasn't fun. We like played dodgeball and hide and seek and softball. It was the boys against the girls. We didn't have a ball, so we actually wadded up like some aluminum foil. The group of kids that I grew up with, we did everything together. So it felt like we explored the world together. We learned together. And in many ways, some of us are still connected. Growing up, I was incredibly shy. I was the kid with the book in the corner. Like, my sister was a whirlwind. She would walk in a room, and she'd know everybody, and everybody know her. And I was the complete opposite. I started to do things that pushed me to not be quiet. I took jobs as a community organizer because it would force me to have to stand up in front of people I didn't know. I took classes in public speaking because I wanted to talk and I was afraid to. And so the only way that I could get out of that fear was to just find places that would force me up against that fear. I went to Duquesne University. I wanted to be a journalist, and I learned a lot being on that campus. But one of the hardest things that I experienced was Duquesne was a place that had very few black students. And so it was a place that taught me some hard lessons about what it meant to constantly be the other, to constantly be among the students that stood out. It was so hard that when I would finish with class, I would come back to a program that was based at Hill House just so I could be around people who would look at my brown face and see me. I had to go someplace almost every day so I could feel like the people who were looking at me knew me as a whole person and not just as the box. I think I've had a number of inspirations. My great-grandmother was my first inspiration. She was a woman who moved to Pittsburgh with four children, and she moved here on her own. She came here not knowing anybody, not having any community ties, not having any family ties. Consequently, she made a way for the rest of us, so she was a big inspiration. My mom and dad were also inspirations. So my mom taught me the value of being respectful and quiet. In quiet, you get to listen to other people before you jump in and say something. And I've always appreciated that as a gift. And my dad was the storyteller. When I was a kid, I used to hate the stories. I'm like, oh my God, is he going to tell that story again? But as I've grown up, I realized the value of those stories. Well, he was telling us these stories over and over again because he didn't want us to forget them because they were the things that we were supposed to pass on. And so my dad gave me this gift of storytelling, which